you know, when you're looking at this game, from what I told the players, you know, I think the first thing, when we talk to players about, you know, learning how not to lose first before you learn to win, I think that's important. Again, I'm going to give credit to Indy. I mean, they did a heck of a job, you know, but really all three phases from a standpoint of, you know, early on some of the third downs, we took some shots early, but we weren't where we wanted to be as far as staying on the field. You know, we had a turnovers on offense, a turnover in field goal range, with two missed field goals. You know, that's 9 points. We knew we had to get to 25 to really have a good chance of winning the game. We knew 28 was a magic number that we were trying to do. Then little things of focus of, you know, making sure we have the right leverage on routes. Things, I mean, those things you can get done. You know, penalty at the end of the game, you know, that's not acceptable. You can't come off the field in those situations. So I think a lot of times, you know, I told those players at halftime, you know, you have to understand, I mean, you're either going to be, you know, the hunter or the hunted. And, you know, you got to learn to hunt. You really do. And, you know, we had an opportunity, I thought, before the half to go up by 3 scores, and we didn't do that. Then we needed to come out in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, you know, we're out on offense. They go down the field and score. We really didn't have an answer, or we didn't answer. We have answers, but we didn't answer the third quarter where they were able to get themselves back in it. At the end of the game, just so you guys understand, you know, we've only been together 2 weeks. You know, my philosophy, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the game is to make them use all their timeouts and go ahead and kick the field goal and take the lead. We're obviously trying to get the first down, but that's been my philosophy. So for me, it's easy to make those decisions. Those things are done before the year. You know, normally, you know, we'd sit down and, hey, coach, what's your 2-minute philosophy? What's your 4-minute philosophy? And you guys would know that. We'd be able to practice those situations. So that's just my philosophy there. You know, and again, it's everything else. You know, the first thing you do, you start second-guessing. But when you have a philosophy, it's easy to do what you're supposed to do. It's been a difficult year, obviously, on everyone. I thought that the players and the coaches handle it as professionals. We understand that we're in the result-oriented business, you know, and the result is you have to win games. I wasn't able to, you know, lead the team to do that today, which I'm disappointed. But at the same sense, I do believe that, you know, you have a majority of those players coming back. You know, they'll be here. No one really knows what the future is. Obviously, us as coaches, you know, some of the players, obviously. But this team, you know, I told them, you know, when we talk about a lot of things, and again, it goes back to you can't make the mistakes that we made today that have been mistakes that have shown up before and really expect to go out there and win the game. And I think, you know, they have to understand that level of focus. They have to understand the pressure that needs to be put on them during the week. You know, and we have to force them as coaches to be accountable to that so that they have the ability when we go out here on Sunday to win games. Any questions?
Colts last drive, did you see any soft coverage on your end?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're going to go vertical. You know, we want to keep the ball in play. You know, it came down to in the fourth quarter when we were driving before we had gotten a block punt, which is make sure you remind me about that because there's a story with the block punt. I was thinking to myself, hey, listen, we might have to go for it down here because we haven't stopped them. You know, the field goal to me wouldn't have been good. Later on in the drive, so then, you know, on the drive that we blocked it, we had 2 sacks, you know what I'm saying, where we really pushed them back. So I said, we're in good shape. We're locking them down on the vertical routes. You know, our defensive line is doing a good job getting to the quarterback. And then, you know, on the last drive, I felt very comfortable. I said, okay, here they have a minute something, no timeouts. If we keep them inside the 50, you know, we were getting pressure on the quarterback on the series before. We were able to play with good leverage. We were able to cover them vertically down the field. And at the end of the day, they I don't want to say they made plays. We've got to, you know, be in better position on some of those plays.
Block punt.
It was interesting. Scooter, Dan, comes up to me right before we take the field, and he says, Coach, I can block this punt. What do you want me to do? Which is a good question. You know, I mean, you're sitting there on the side and you're saying, well, wait a minute now. You know, if you can block it, you can go ahead and block it. But if you don't block it and you rough that kicker, you know, now it's a problem. So I just told Dan, I said, hey, listen, if you can block that punt without leaving your feet, go ahead and block it. And sure enough, I give him credit. He went out there and blocked it. I mean, he knew he was going to do that. I mean, he felt he can do that right before the play.
How impressed were you with Corey Grant today?
I was so happy. I was happy for him. I mean, I really was. I mean, I think it shows you that speed, you know, can really help you. I think that early on, I thought we had some good one cuts. I think when you're back and has the type of speed like Corey, you want to make sure that you utilize that and just being one cut. You know, there's a couple of plays where, you know, he tried to do a little bit too much. You know, some of the timing of the penalties hurt. When you really go back and look at the game, you know, we get the ball on the five and we get a holding penalty, we come back, and then all of a sudden now we have to kick a field goal instead of getting touchdowns. You know, and there's a lot of that occurred during the game, and that's where I go back to, you know, the discipline and the focus and learning how to win.
But I was happy with Corey.
Was this game basically, in your mind, just a microcosm of the season?
I'm sorry, Gene.
Was this game just a microcosm of the season?
I would agree with that. I would, and I think that there's a lot of things that showed up in this game that you'd be able to go back to and put into play with a lot of the close games, at least, you know, saying that we've been in. And I think that's the challenge for the future of this team, to cut that out. I think, you know, if you have a good plan for that, then, you know, I think these players will listen to it. Obviously, they don't have a choice. You know, they have to listen to it, and you have to demand that they execute it.
Will you talk to the team tomorrow?
No, I will not be talking to the team tomorrow. I believe Dave Caldwell will be talking to the team tomorrow. And I'll be there tomorrow with the players, obviously, to see them. We have responsibility as coaches that we have to get done tomorrow during the day. And then after that, you know, we'll continue to be around. Nothing official until further notice.
Have they, as management, told the staff they can begin looking for other positions?
No, I think that's something that Dave would talk about. You know, if those questions come up, I think, you know, obviously Dave will spend some time with the coaches, and then I would think that, knowing Dave, he understands the situation that's going on. I think Dave will do an excellent job of communicating that to the coaches and whatever else other staff is tied in.
Last one on that, do you expect to have an interview this week with David?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I haven't really talked about it yet. You know, my focus has been on a team, so, you know, officially nothing right now. And again, you know, just so you know, I usually keep that close to the vest, but officially nothing right now.
Not talking to him tomorrow. Did you leave them with anything today?
I did. I talked to him about it. I talked to him about, you know, learning how not to lose, and before, you know, you have to get that down first before you learn how to win. I talked to him about, you know, there's a point where, you know, I said before, you know, the hunted and the hunter, you know what I'm saying? You know, where you want to be with that. I think, you know, the one thing, it was a high level of focus at the end. I think the players, I believe they understand that. I can't speak for them, though. But I think that's what, because like Gene said, I mean, it really is. When you look at this game and you compare them to other games, you know, the mistakes have led to the loss. If those mistakes are out of games, you know, it's interesting. I always say to a team, I'd love to go out there and play, and let's see if that other team is better than us and beat us. And that's what I mean about learning how to win. You know, and I'm not taking away from what Indy did. I'm just talking about in general for the whole season. You know, to go out there and not make mistakes that cause you to lose, and let's see if someone's physically better, you know, or schematically better, you know, than we are to go out and beat us.
Gus talked about that for years. Now you mentioned in consecutive weeks. How do you change that? Is it
sure consecutive
new personnel, new coaching?
Consecutive weeks.
Mistakes.
Of what?
Continuous mistakes.
Yeah. Sooner or later, someone you have to be accountable for, and you have to have ways to correct that. Whether it's you pull the player, which is something that, you know, people have done before. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, you have to get their attention. You have to, but you have to do that during in every phase that you're with the players. You know, when people talk about being accountable, you know, it's everything. I really believe that when you have that, you kind of look at the person, and if that person did all the right things all the time and he makes a mistake, you're going to work on it, make him accountable, and let's get it corrected. But if there's something going on a little over here and there's something going on a little over here, eventually that's going to carry on to the field and you're going to make the same mistakes. So you have to nip that in the bud right away.